Guy Noir and the Straight Skinny. Chapter 1. Taking a Meeting with Mr. Roast Beef. You can call me a cynic, but nothing clarifies a man's thinking quite like looking down the barrel of a revolver in the hand of a man who's seriously irked with you and considering homicide as a solution to a problem. This has happened to me occasionally in my so-called career as a private eye in St. Paul, and each occurrence promoted clear thinking, inconvenient though it seemed at the time. Christians try to find clarity through prayer, but you don't really know what prayer is until you meet someone who's eager to shoot you. I'm thinking of an afternoon last February when an 82-year-old mobster named Joey Roast Beef sat in my office on the 12th floor of the Acme building with a cocked pistol aimed at my chest.
Talk to me.
His hairy finger was coaxing the trigger.
Talk to me.
And suddenly, everything got clearer. The delicate beauty of life and its fragility and the sudden relative insignificance of economic theory. Moments before, on this particular February day, I was in my office high above the poor souls on the street, struggling through the snowbanks and reading a trashy novel in which a 23-year-old fashion model is attracted to a heavyset 64-year-old guy in a wrinkled suit. I was thinking about ordering a hot pastrami from Danny's Deli and hoping Danny would add it to my tab, even though my tab was long, about $200 or $300, which is not good, but business was slow and a guy's got to eat. Preferably pastrami on a Kaiser, slice of onion, a squirt of hearty mustard to clear the sinuses. And I'm wearing long underwear, which got bunched up in a way that made me think about my prostate, and I was listening to voicemail.
Now, this is Doris from the Shropshire Arms. I'm sick and tired of you being 3 weeks late on the rent.
Guy, it's Sugar. I'm so sorry, but I can't have lunch with you on your birthday of in March because I'm taking a Caribbean cruise with Wally. Okay? Bye.
So, I'm in a dark state of mind when I hear heavy thumping on the door.
Hey, Noir, open up. I know you're in there, you weasel.
It was him, the senior citizen of organized crime. The office is closed, Joey.
Not to be, it ain't.
And he threw open the door. And he came in, all 340 pounds of him.
You forgot to lock your door, Noir. What a genius you are. It's amazing someone didn't rub you out a long time ago.
He was draped in a blue seersucker suit like a toad in gift wrap and a yellow shirt and pink tie. His thinning black hair slicked back, peering out through thick black horn rims. And he looked like one of those fat guys with a chest full of medals who run South American republics, though the jacket lapels had traces of schmutz on them. But his beetle brow was set for battle, his jaw jutting out, his dewlaps quivering. He was wheezing, as you or I would if we were 5'4", weighed 340 pounds, and carried an oxygen tank with a plastic tube stuck up our nose. What, no good morning, huh? No how are you, Joey?
I know how you are.
Oh?
You are in big, big trouble, smart guy.
Yeah?
I'm done with you. If you don't tell me what I need to know, you're gonna be sleeping in the dirt and making friends with the maggots.
He lowered himself gingerly into my old oak chair, which groaned under him. And he pulled out his Colt 45 and aimed it at my sternum. It appeared to be loaded.